Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Sanity. Did I say sanity or insanity? Don't you feel like it's insane? I mean, you feel like it's insanity sometimes, don't you? I do, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. Some of you are tired of hearing that. You tired of hearing it? Then do something about it. It's really that simple as far as I'm concerned. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Kerry Quash is going to join me here in a few minutes. Kerry is the founder and president of Action Family Center. It's a drug rehab prevention help, whatever. And he deals mostly with kids. I've known him for years. The work that he does with kids is phenomenal. And I say it that way is because he gets down and dirty with them. I mean, he gets right in with them to deal with this stuff. Where, you know, you get a lot of these people, a lot of these quote-unquote professionals, they don't do that. They think they know better. They think they've got it all together. They know better. And so they're going to handle these kids. And they're just making it worse. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, in light of the fact that this is why I keep saying there is a mental disorder among the elite of the left. I don't know any other way to say it. And I say that because you look at, we had the shooting of the school again. We've had other shootings go on school campuses. Small or big, but we've had those go on. And the California legislature passes a law that says you can't, listen to me, you can't, what do I want to say, report threats of violence on campus. It suspended the mandatory reporting of threatened violence on teachers and or campus. It's nuts. So you see them come down with these rules. We've got the LA County Board of Supervisors. They're talking now about taking armed police officers, armed police officers off of campuses in Los Angeles County. Think about that. Why? You say, that doesn't make any sense. Oh, no, it does to them. Because there's a very small portion of the population that feel oppressed by police officers with guns. That's their mindset. And you're going, okay, that's great. So let's just say it's even 15%. It's not, but let's just say it is. That means you leave the other 85% vulnerable because you've got 15% of the kids that really have never been taught because of the areas they grow up in, the lifestyle they grew up in. They see cops as the enemy. How about we re-educate, retrain them to understand the police are there to help them, not hurt them? And do we have bad cops? I've said it before. Of course we do. We have bad cops. We have bad teachers. We have bad burger flippers, for God's sakes. Can we just be honest about it? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go ahead and tell me I'm wrong. But and the sickness continues. Biden administration overrules the Trump policy on the Palestinian. On Palestine. And again, it's just simply to reverse the Trump policies because they hate him so much. Right? The Biden administration announced a dramatic, but only a partial reversal, but dramatic nonetheless, of Trump's closure of the consulate to the Palestinians in Jerusalem. They opened a U.S. Office of Palestinian Affairs in the city. So it's not really a consulate. It's kind of a place that you can go to and do everything you can do at a consulate. But we'll give it a different name because it sounds better. Biden's move is viewed by some as rewarding the Palestinian leadership after a wave of terrorism. The Palestinians, again, constantly going after the Jews. Two Palestinians wielding an axe and knife murdered three Israelis in the town of Elad in May. Previous month, Rad Hassim, a 28-year-old Palestinian gunman, killed three people and wounded six others in a crowded bar in Tel Aviv. See, I wonder why the party hasn't called or Joey B hasn't called for a ban of guns in Palestine. Won't that help? I don't know. I'm just guessing here. Prominent former Trump official sees the upgrade of the Palestinian Affairs Unit, until now part of the embassy to Israel. It's a setback for the peace process. Big time. We had a consul general in West Jerusalem for decades. They decided the Palestinian Affairs, which meant Palestinians had to cross into West Jerusalem for any consular affairs related to the United States. What was the problem with that? They wouldn't be bothered. Right? Since 2018, their affairs have been handled by the proper U.S. Embassy, which also happened to be in West Jerusalem. This should not be the end of the world. This should be easy stuff. Kerry Quashin joins me after the break. We're talking about how these drugs are... You should know this already. How your drugs are affecting your kids. Be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Term Life Line script in 3, 2, 1. Term Life Insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Life Line.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet sleep for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part. It's really what I always say to you. It's kind of like be part of the solution. And you can't be part of the solution. I don't know any way to put this. Don't just spew what you believe is the truth. Make sure you have some proof. Make sure that you've done a little, I mean, God forbid, make sure you've done a little bit of homework. Because if you tell people certain things, if you believe certain things and they're not true, and you sell them with a passion and somebody finds out they're not true, you're done. They're not going to believe you again. And you want to be able to give people real information because someday you might save the life of a child. You might save the life of another adult. But you're never going to do that stuff unless you have the real, and I mean the real information. Kerry Quashin joins me as he does from time to time, and I always appreciate, you know, his time with me. He's been working with kids in the drug world for, my God, I don't want to say for how many years, but we'll just say a long time, because he still looks very young, and I don't want to give it away. Kerry, thanks for joining me.
Oh, thanks, Joe. I appreciate that.
Yeah, So listen, you and I have had this is frustrating as heck, and you and I have these conversations all the time. You're dealing with kids and kids' parents all the time. We were just talking about this on air before we get deep into the conversation. A lot of parents today still see marijuana and some of the other drugs. It's not a big deal. They did them. You know, I was in school in the 70s. You know, we dabbled in drugs here and there. I still got brain cells that work. No big deal. And well, you smoke a little marijuana here and there. What's going to hurt? Right?
That's the rumor. Actually, that rumor's going away, Joe. People are starting to get worried about their teenagers now that are using this high concentrated THC. So it's definitely coming to a spot now where people are going, uh-oh, something's going on here. This is not what I thought it was. So, you know, I was thinking today I got a referral from an insurance company. Really? And when I looked at for a 30-day rehab, now, a year ago, you couldn't put a patient in a rehab for THC. It's just it wasn't possible. The insurance wouldn't pay for it. Guess what this referral was for? Chronic THC user. Right from an insurance company. With some suicidal stuff and some psychotic behavior due to the high concentrate of the THC this kid is vaping. Right, black and white from an insurance company. So it's coming to a spot now where people, even insurance companies, are paying attention to this.
Right.
So which makes me very happy, because I've been, as you know, screaming about this for a long time.
It's happy and frustrating, right? I mean, you're sitting there and saying, I've been telling you people this for over a decade. Finally, you wake up. How many kids have died because you just simply wouldn't pay attention? Look, I've got, and I don't want to say it out loud, but, you know, the board that I serve on, I've got people close to me on that board that don't believe that teen depression is on the rise any more than it was before COVID. And I said, you're out of your mind. Sit down. Do a little bit of research. Do a little bit of your own homework, and you're going to find out it's exponentially worse than it was because these kids lost their social lives for the last 2.5 years.
Well, facts are facts. People that were depressed are more depressed during COVID. People that had anxiety had more anxiety. People that used drugs used more drugs. People who drank more alcohol. I mean, divorce is up. Domestic violence, suicide, all since COVID.
Yep.
I wonder how that's interesting, isn't it? I mean, statistics are statistics. You can't argue with
it. Numbers are numbers. You can't play, you know. But people were looking. They became so, and you said this a long time ago about the kids and themselves. The kids became so dependent on their social lifestyles, their social media, their being with their other friends, you know. And you've talked about this a million times. Family is not where the connection's at. It's your friends in school is where the connections were at, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I'm going to challenge all the parents that are listening to your show right now. This is a question to you guys. What if you have a child 13 years old and older, what do you think the very last thing that child does before he or she goes to sleep? I bet you know, Joe.
Oh, I know it by heart, and I let other people know it when I see them.
The very last thing they do before they go to sleep is say goodnight to their friends on Snapchat, FaceTime, Facebook, Instagram, or somewhere. So they go to sleep with who? Their friends.
Right.
Now, to the parents again, what do you think the first thing your adolescent does when they wake up, before they roll out of bed, before they use the restroom, before they say hi to mom or dad, what do you think the first thing they do is? I mean, it's a fact. It's not a maybe. They check their social media. First thing they do. Before they do anything else, they check their social media, see what's going on, text somebody, say hi, whatever it is that they do. What do you think the next thing they do is? They obviously go to the bathroom, take care of business, come outside, say hi to mom and dad if they're home, and then they go where? To school. With who? Their friends. So they go to let me see if I get this straight. So they go to sleep with their friends. They wake up with their friends. They spend a minute or two with their parents, and they go to school with their friends. And when they get out of school, in most homes, if mom and dad is even there, I mean, even together, they're at work. So who do they come home to? Let me think. Their friends, either in person or in person, on their FaceTime, Snapchat, Instagram, or whatever it is that they use. So now let me see if I get this right. They go to sleep with them, they wake up with them, they go to school with them, they come home to them, mom and dad comes home, and here's what most families go through. Hey, Johnny, how was your day? It was good. You have any homework? I already done it. How was school? It was cool. Are you hungry? I ate. And they go in their room, and what are they doing? Right back to social media with their friends. So here's something that's really frightening. And yes, some of the parents listening right now can disagree because they spend time with their kids. But the average, and I've been doing studies for the last 2 years, parents spend 2 to 10 minutes with their kids.
Okay, hold on. Don't give that time out because we're going to a break. When we come back, you can give the average time that a parent spends with their kid. Joe Messina, host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Carrie Carson right after the break.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Three people were killed and two were injured, including a state trooper, in a shooting in Maryland. The suspect was identified by officials as a male only, and he was also wounded.
Suspect fired and shot
state trooper in the shoulder, who then returned fire and shot him back.
That was Maryland Governor Larry Hogan during a press briefing. The FBI and ATF are helping with the investigation. Speaking of things happening in Maryland, authorities have arrested a man with a weapon near the home of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The man, who traveled from California, told law enforcement he was upset about the leak of the Supreme Court opinion related to abortion rights, an upcoming gun control case, and the school shooting last month in Uvalde, Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We're back. You're the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And the way you get, become part of the solution is to really get engaged and get informed. Many of you, you know, you go off half-cocked, you don't have all the information, you look like a fool. I love the joke about, and some of you remember Reefer Madness. And let me bring him on because he'll get a kick out of this. So Kerry Quashin joins me. He's the founder of Action Family Center, and he deals with teens and adults that have addiction issues with drugs and other problems and stuff going on in their life. You know, Kerry, I tell people all the time that way back when the government came out with Reefer Madness, right? And it was pretty freaky.
I remember that.
Remember that one?
I remember that. Yes, I do.
And it was a freaky movie. None of it was true. And so it led the drug users, if you would, to the drug culture to go, yeah, they're just trying to scare us. Look at that. That doesn't happen. We know people who smoke dope. It doesn't happen to them. So there's a lot of stuff to come out with now that you don't even believe what they say anymore. So it's kind of hard to believe. But when we left the last segment, you were about ready to shock people and telling them how much time their parents actually spend with their kids.
Yeah, so for the people that have just joined your show, I'm going to just make this real quick. Last thing an adolescent does before they go to sleep is say goodnight to their friends on social media, either through Snapchat, Instagram, FaceTime, Facebook, or whatever it is. First thing they do when they wake up, say good morning to their friends, check their social media, even before they use the restroom. They go out of the room, they take care of business, say hi, goodbye to their parents, go to school with their friends. So they wake up with them, they go to sleep with them, wake up with them, go to school with them, come home. Most of the time people stay to an empty house. No, to their friends again, either in person or in person on their social media. Mom and dad comes home. How was your day? It was good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework already done? Am I hungry? Are you hungry? I ate. Then they go back to the room with their friends. So the average parent, and not everyone, but the average parent from a 13-year-old kid and up spends between 2 and 10 minutes a day really, really talking to their children.
Wow.
So you were saying engage, engage, engage. I kept hearing you say that.
Yeah.
Now, how are you going to engage with your child that's 13, 14, 15 if you're spending 2 to 10 freaking minutes with them? You can't. So who is your friends now? Who is your kids connected to? Not you. Not for 2 or 10 minutes. They're connected to who? Their friends.
Yep.
So where is the influence then going to come from? If they're not connected to parents, they're connected to friends. They're spending 16 hours a day with their friends, 10 minutes with their parents. Who are they connected to? It's sad, but that is why we're having this crisis today.
You know, it doesn't... When I grew up with the kids, and you and I have talked about this before on the show, too, my kids were at the dinner table because the idea was that we were going to spend the end of the day together. We ate together. I didn't care what was going on. I actually, not to sound like a saint, but I actually was working in Irvine, and I would drive home for dinner and go back after they went to bed because I wanted us to have some kind of foundation, if you would. When I grew up as a kid, Sunday was family day. When I say family day, I'm talking my cousins, right? My uncles, right. My aunts, my grandma. There was an accountability factor there because you saw people who were around you that loved you and that kind of stuff. Those things are all gone. Family is not there anymore, is it?
No, plus it kept you accountable, man. Yep. I mean, if you're ready to do something and your little head says you shouldn't ought to do that, the guilt would come in and you think about mom and dad. Now kids don't think that anymore because they're not connected to mom and dad. They're connected to their friends, so they'd rather please their friend and make worse decisions than they ever did in the past, in history. Now it's different. So that's why we're in such a crisis.
So let's talk about, before I get to the hardcore drugs and stuff, because that's what we talk about most of the time, but there's many addictions out there, and people don't realize that. You know, addictions come in many forms and many ways. You got the Facebook or social media. You try to have a conversation with a young person, and I don't know if they have intuition or they have something in their head that goes off on their phone. They get a message on the phone, and they're in the middle of talking with you. They flip that phone over, and they start answering somebody or doing what they're doing. They got it on Facebook and Twitter and the rest of it. Video games. I've seen people that play video games go right to the phone. They have that 24/7 input into the eyeballs. This cannot be healthy, can it?
Not at all. And like you said, there's so many different addictions. When we're treating people for alcoholism and drug addiction, you can bank on it that there's co-occurring other addictions. Maybe sex, maybe gambling, maybe shopping, definitely social media. When we're dealing with adolescents, it's going to be drugs if they're coming to us for that, plus social media. And games, gaming, and all kinds of stuff like that.
How is gambling in the young world?
It's. I think more we see some of that right now, but mostly we see video games and social media, that kind of stuff. But it's a serious addiction. I mean, I was talking to a mom in a group last night that said she's taking her kid's phone away for a month. Well. If you take a kid's phone away for an hour and 15 minutes, it feels like the end of the world. So, I'm not kidding because they're so used to that. I mean, you go to a restaurant and what do you see, Joe? You know what you see.
I call it the blue glow syndrome. They go out to eat as a family, but there's a blue glow on everybody's faces because they're not talking to each other.
No, you got mom checking her social media, see how many likes she's got for the dinner she just posted. You got dad in some zone, and you got the kids texting their friends. So even when we're together, we're not together anymore.
No, you're so right. But again, you got to, at some point in time, we've got to break this cycle because those things, those addictions, you ignoring your kids or your kids being into those things, is what leads to the drug stuff. I've read articles about the fact that there's a bit of a high when you're playing those video games. There's a bit of a high when you're doing certain things on your phone. And then you're looking for more because you reached the peak. Is that not correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was talking to a kid actually, not a kid, he was a kid in my group, and he joined the military a few years ago, and he came to say hi to me the other day. And I asked him, I said, how was the military? I know He went to Afghanistan. I know that. I know he spent a couple of tours there. And we were talking, and he says, Kerry, he says, you got no idea. He says, I played video games all my growing up. And all through these games, I glorified the military because of the video games I played. So I joined. He says, and then I woke up in Afghanistan with a gun in my hand and people shooting at me. And I went, and I said to myself, oh, my God, how did I get here?
What happened? Oh,
just like that. That's what he said.
Wow.
I mean, as he's watching.
I think I lost
him. He said, if it wasn't for your video games, I would never have been there. And I kept cussing out my video games when I was laying in my bunker. So it's like, yeah, it's almost hypnotizing. You know what I mean?
Wow. Yeah, I mean, frankly, honestly, I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but then I have parents telling me that their kids at 12 years old are sexual and they're all kinds
Stop. You can't go that fast. They're 12 years old and what?
12 and 13 year olds having sex. Now, let me see if I can figure this one out.
Oh my God.
You got a 12 or 13 year old child and he's got a cell phone. Now, I'm not against cell phones and I'm not against social media, but if you got a 12 or 13 year old kid with a regular cell phone, he or she's got access now to what?
Porn.
Everything. Everything.
Yes.
Everything. So parents that are out there right now, pick up your phone, type the word porn into your phone and see how many free sites pop up and what's there. Any kind of sex that you really don't want your child to see until they're married, you know, but it's all there. So kids today, and believe me, they're looking. Kids today are the whole world is right there on that cell phone. So of course, if they're going to watch it, they're going to get interested, they're going to get desensitized, and they're going to want to experiment.
Peer
pressure. Friends. Yeah, I mean, yeah, the kids today, I'm telling you, Joe, I mean, I'm not somebody against social media, but they got some issues today.
All right, people, we'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break with Kerry Korschun.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. 5563, look, get involved, get engaged, and to do that, you have to get informed. You have to have a clue. And I keep telling you guys, don't, and I know it sounds kind of goofy, but don't listen to me. I'll give you stuff to work with, but I'm not the expert. You know, I love these people, you know, they get on Facebook, and what are the Facebook giving out degrees now? Just because you said it, it has to be true? I don't work with these kids. I mean, not the way that Carrie does. I don't work with these kids. I don't see them every day. I see some of them. I can now tell which kids are having issues and having problems we need to get help to. But I wouldn't know how to help them if my life depended on it. That's why I bring on the people that have a clue. And, you know, part of what Carrie and I were talking about during the break is the lack of family, the lack of these kids are connected to their friends. They're getting life lessons from another 14-year-old who's out of their minds to a degree. This does not sound healthy to me. Carrie Quashin, am I way off here?
No, you're right on the button. It's kind of crazy because I've been doing this stuff for a very long time, as you nicely wouldn't give up the amount of time. But that being said, I mean, we'll pick any school up here. Pick Saugus High, for instance. I went into Saugus High 20 years ago and did assemblies. And I would ask the children in there, what's the most important thing in your world? And all half the kids, at minimum, would say family and God. I can walk into the same school today in the same kind of room with the same kids in the same assembly and ask them, what's the most important thing in your world? And almost every kid would say, my friends.
Yeah.
And if you think about what we were saying earlier, it makes sense. They're connected to their friends, not their parents. The parents spend 2 to 10 minutes with them. They're with their friends all day. You go to bed with them on their social media. They wake up to them on their social media. They go to school with them, and they come home to them. Of course they're connected to
them. When you talk about the friend thing, that's who they're confiding in. This is their life counselor, the other seventh grader.
Or what they're watching on social media.
Yeah.
Or on their Google phone.
Yeah. You know, when we were talking about, I mean, when you talk to parents about drugs, you get the same thing. You and I talked about this. You know, they look, it didn't do anything to me, and look at the, you know, yada, yada, yada. It's not the same. And then I was talking to you about TV, is that what the kids are seeing on TV at a young age. You know, we saw stupid stuff, but you think about Nickelodeon. You think about still what's on MTV and some of these other things that the kids are watching. The family's dysfunctional. People are dysfunctional. Kids are learning how to be a little deceitful, and it just doesn't make the right mindset for these kids.
Yep. No, but yeah, it's a way different. And then if you just want to just jump into drugs for just a minute, tell me, please, any of your listeners out there that thinks it's okay to use drugs, tell me one drug that's not physically and emotionally addictive out there today. One drug. I'll tell you one, okay?
Yep.
Physically not addicted, crystal meth. Now, well, I don't know about that, because when you quit, you got to crash, and you go through all kinds of psychosis and craziness. So, okay, how about THC? Like I said, I admitted someone today for acute THC addiction, right from the insurance company. I've got children that are coming to me right now that are stopping to smoke stopping to vape it, I'm sorry, the harder THC. And these kids got panic attacks, anxiety attacks, some psychosis. Some of them are even in psych hospitals. I put 4 people in a psych hospital the last 2 months because of THC. And then now it's even worse. Think about the drugs that your kids might be experimenting with. There's no such thing, sorry, but there's no such thing as real drugs anymore. Every drug out there today that's not coming from a pharmacy, and not many coming from pharmacies anymore, are bootlegs. They're pressed drugs, and they're pressed with 99% of them fentanyl. We have,
wow,
for the first time ever, I mean, more people are dying last year from fentanyl overdose, and they're not even taking things that they think are fentanyl, than gun violence, murders, and anything combined. Car crashes, all of it. It's insane, and we have not even seen the beginning of it, because the supply has been cut. Doctors aren't writing them anymore. Demand is higher than ever. So every drug that your kid is around or sees or hears about aren't real. They're even finding fentanyl in the THC right now.
Oh. You know,
I mean, we have adolescents that we're testing, and we know it's going to come back THC, and a couple of these kids in the last couple of months come back fentanyl on their test. So, yeah, it's really scary right now.
And these parents with the vaping, I mean, I'd like to slam some of their heads against the table, because you and I talked about vaping years ago. And the message was there was nothing wrong with vaping. It was not addictive. It was just vapor. And, you know, flavored vapor. It's not going to hurt your kids. And now they're putting everything they can into it. And it's like, could you not see this coming? You and I mean, you're the expert.
Well,
I'm the idiot. And I saw it coming.
Well, we talked about that. Yeah, you're right. Years ago, right?
Yes, but
right
now, we talked about it.
Yeah, no, you could put anything in a vape right now. You could put obviously cartridges for THC. You could put crystal meth. You could put heroin and other kinds of drugs, all in vapes. So you never really know what's going on in there. And if you don't even put drugs, then you're putting tobacco. So none of this is good for you. And the drugs are deadly right now. I mean, I know it's so sad, but I know, I mean, I did a radio show Monday, and one of the comments that I read today was, not enough is being done. My child died from an overdose and no one cared. That's what she said. It was on that website. I mean, but I hear about this every day, Joe, and more people, they're saying the number one killer right now for people 18 to 45 is what? Is fentanyl overdoses. Number one killer. It's 18 to 45, and I say that's really not true. It's more like 16 to 45. That's the number one killer. And you know that the life expectancy in this country went down?
Oh,
you know
no.
Why it went down?
I believe you, but no.
That's a fact. It went down because of overdoses.
You know, we're throwing all this money away in a lot of areas, and I'm going to get political for a second. We're having hearings around guns and taking guns away from 18-year-olds, yet we're letting fentanyl come over the border in record numbers, and nobody seems to care about it.
We're getting about 3% of what comes over the border. I mean, that's the statistic. You know, did you hear what they did in British Columbia and Canada?
Yes, but go ahead.
They made guns temporarily illegal, can't buy them. The rest of Canada is buying them all up. And they legalized, guess what? Fentanyl and crystal meth. Now, explain that logic to me, please. I mean, a drug that's killing more than it's the biggest pandemic we've ever really had. And they're legalizing. Explain that logic to me.
I can't. Listen, I can't smoke enough dope to understand that. Okay?
No. It doesn't make sense. I mean, they're talking about legalizing some of these other drugs in our country. They are in some states.
They're pushing to legalize dope. So these old 80-year-olds and 70-year-olds in Congress are looking to legalize dope, not having a clue as to what the real dope is out there today, what's going on. All right, before we run out of time, kids are looking to vape. They're looking to do whatever, you know, drink. What are they looking for? What is it? What can we start giving these kids to pull them back into reality?
Well, I'm going to tell you one thing, then. If we don't figure out the fact that we need, as parents, to spend more time and do more things. So remember all those corny sayings? The families that pray together, families that eat together, families that play together. Those kids do great. That's what's lacking today. I mean, there's three types of children, and I'll end it pretty quickly with this. There's the high-maintenance kids. No matter what you do, these kids are going to use drugs, get in trouble, mess up in school, fight, and get arrested. Then there's another group of kids, and these are kids that really know what they want to do in life. They're going to stay out of trouble. They want to be a doctor. They're going to go to school or whatever it is, and they're not going to allow themselves to get in trouble. And the last group, which is the largest group there is, period, are fence-sitters. They're the ones that can go either way, you know, but with lack of parental involvement and all this peer pressure, they're going the wrong way.
Oh, yeah.
So we're losing those kids, and that's the crisis we're in today.
Yep, I agree with you. Our parents are afraid to talk to their kids or instill a belief in God or a higher power, whatever you want to call it, instill a fear for family. When I say fear, I mean a love of family. We want our kids to find themselves and look at what it's doing to them. Anyway, yeah.
And I want to challenge parents before I cut off. I want to challenge parents to be the person you want your children to grow up to be.
Amen. That's a great line. Yeah. Real quick, tell them where to find you.
Action Drug Rehab or actionfamilycounseling.org, or you can call me directly at 661-713-3006.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. All right, people, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow.